We've got to have good stuff to say before the clap.
Oh, yeah.
But everything's going smoothly, so I guess we have nothing to say.
Hold on. Let me check and see if anybody has said anything on my Facebook post. Did you see it?
No.
I said, hey, everybody, Claire and I are about to record our podcast. Do you want a shout out? Do you want us to talk about something specific?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
I like how we've always mentioned that it's a sometimes...
What? Oh, I see. Now you put.
Yeah. My cousin Holly and I really love the original Yours, Mine, and the Ours.
Uh-huh.
And so she got it. She got it on DVD. One of us got it on DVD and I went over her house to watch it. And there was this whole long montage where they sang this song called It's a Sometime World. It was hilarious. And we can't stop talking about it.
Can we clap?
One, two, three.
I was like, is this all the stuff that's going to be before the clap? Because that's a lot. It's usually like a good 8 seconds of stuff, but I got a whole family story.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Look at my shirt.
Oh my gosh! Did you make that?
It's an old $3 bill shirt. We did our Schoolhouse Wrong show in these shirts, and I just still have it because it's such a cute shirt. But I'm never gonna like
it
wear this.
So cute.
But I'm never gonna wear it in public. I could wear it to Pride.
You know that I would.
It'd be perfect. It'd be good for Pride.
Yeah, that's
got
cute.
A rainbow.
That's
like,
cute.
Yeah.
Yes, I would absolutely wear that in public. Last summer, I was wearing this dress that had, like, it was like just a little summer dress, had shorts under it.
Yeah.
And of course, I had my purple hair and probably some big glasses on. I was at Five Below, and this girl said, hey, are you an elementary school art teacher? And I said, thank you.
Yep, this is what I strive to look like. I just need to always look like I might have some markers. Always.
This is on purpose, okay?
Yes,
it
this.
Is cute.
Right? Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Amateur Ass Podcast. My name's Claire. That's Rashida, who's drinking a drink. What are you drinking?
Do you remember when we had our birthday party?
I do. I do.
And we bought a bunch of margarita pre-mixed.
Yeah. Is that what you're still going for?
I'm drinking that. We had a little bit of our own left over, and I was like, oh, I should probably... drink this. It was like strawberry.
Yeah.
I was like, I should probably drink this before I crack open the new one. So I've cracked open the new one.
Okay, good. Excellent. I'm drinking.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking some red wine out of this little plastic cup that.
It looks like a little preschooler cup.
It is. When Cam and I moved into this house, we had not unpacked any glasses or anything like that, but we had to have a toast. In our new house.
Uh-huh.
And we got bourbon and we got these. This was all we could find was these like little cups of CVS. And now they're like really perfect little, just a little tumbler. But I also, as I tipped this cup up and saw myself in the camera, I saw that I had never taken the sticker off of the bottom. So it looks real weird.
That's all right.
So I'm taking
That's
it off
all
now.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
Whatevs. So anyway, I'm drinking a little Juan because it's not a typical morning recording, everybody. Usually record
it's
in the
nighttime.
Mornings. It's 6 of the p.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's past 5 o'clock somewhere. Specifically here. It's past 5 o'clock here.
It's definitely past 5 o'clock here. But it is 5 o'clock in the central time zone. So if you need to know where it's 5 o'clock. Just one central time zone over.
It's 5 o'clock over there. So.
Over there. What? Can we just talk about time zones real quick and how freaking weird they are? How weird it is. And who decided what time it was where? Know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Who decided? Yeah.
I don't get it.
I almost went meta with that. I was like, who decided all the things? You know what
I'm
talking about?
You could, you could go down that rabbit hole too.
Yeah. I think it's just like sun placement. I made that up.
Sun placement.
I made that up right now.
You did.
While we were talking.
But it sounded like you kind of knew. You're like, this is, let's see if this has
right.
wings.
No, I'm pretty sure it has sound place. It's sun placement because somebody looked at a sundial.
Yeah.
At like in like Minnesota.
I'm listening.
And they sent a telegram to their friend in Indiana.
Yeah.
And they were like, no.
They were like, where's the sun where you are? Describe it.
It's actually on this part of my particular sundial. Uh-huh. It's actually right here.
Yeah.
So
it's by the second maybe little dash. And right. In Minnesota, it and was by like, the first.
Oh. Like,
whoa.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Yes.
That's,
also, Chicago's even on a different.
It's different than
they're
us.
They're on Central.
Indianapolis should be on the Chicago time zone, in my opinion.
Yeah. In your humble opinion?
My opinion is so humble that I don't even want to give it a name, that it doesn't deserve the accolades or recognition. My opinion is super humble. It's down on bended knee, in the words of Boys to Men. It's on bended knee, and it's humble. I love Instagram posts that are definitely not humble, but they say stay humble on them. Like, but that's not what you're doing.
Bitch, you stay humble.
But please how about stay that? Humble. You stay humble.
You know what?
What?
Clean up your own house before you worry about what's that's going true. On at my house.
Don't worry about my house. I'm not going to stay humble, but I want you to, if you don't mind, because I don't have the time. Or the energy to stay humble. But I need y'all
somebody's got to be humble. Somebody in this situation's got to be humble. It's going to be you, bitch. It's stay not going to be me.
Stay.
Obviously.
Humble.
So many years in a row, I called my sister-in-law on New Year's and said, Happy New Year. And she was like, it's not New Year's here yet. So many years in a row. She had that same reaction. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not New Year's here yet. And we were like, oh.
Actually 11 o'clock, so go fuck yourself.
Right. I was like, well, we're going to be asleep when you guys have New Year's. So happy New Year's to you guys.
Also, who cares? Like, just say it back to me. Goodbye. Who cares? What's the harm? Stay humble. Stay humble. Say happy New Year to me, damn it. And nothing wrong with that. Now, I do think, you know, to call California on a 3-hour time difference, that's a little difference to be like, hey, happy New Year. And that person's like, the sun is still out. Actually, that's not true.
Yeah, I still
the sun is not out at 9 o'clock, even in
California. Oh, because it's dark. It's winter. That time of the year.
Yeah. Even in California, they have winter.
Our friend Leland lived in California for a good amount of time. And man, calling her in the morning, even though she is a very early riser, I would always forget.
Yeah.
And she would be like, Rashida. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'll call you later.
Yeah. It's fine.
I'll call you like at noon. It's fine. I'll call you at noon.
I had a long distance relationship once with a guy who on the West Coast. And I was like, this is annoying. Number one. Yeah. Super annoying.
Yeah.
That
it's like far.
We have to chat either real late for me. Or, you know, daytime for him. He's like, I'm out doing things. I'm working. I'm like, well, but I'm
right, not. I'm living my life.
I'm in pajamas. That didn't happen. But that didn't last.
Pajamas.
That didn't last. I'm in pajamas. So we have a couple people commenting on the Facebook group. Rebecca McConnell says, can we talk about Seussical and floating meat? Do you know about floating meat?
I don't know anything about floating meat.
So I don't know much about floating meat. That's more of a Jeremy and Denise, Jeremy who listens to this podcast. And Denise, I think, listens to this, but I don't know how regularly. So there might be a little bit more knowledge about floating meat. I know there was a balloon
floating meat.
And a piece of jerky tied to it. We're talking about we're talking about a production of Seussical that was done at Footlight in 2006, five or six. That I was in as the sour kangaroo.
Kangaroo!
Yeah. And you were the assistant director for that show. And, you know, it was Seussical.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Seuss!
I couldn't get the tune real quick because it sounded real weird. I get it now. You're having a hunch. You're having a hunch. It's good. That show, good. The music is so fun, and the rest of it is stupid.
Yeah, they did a lot of work to put a lot of different stories together.
They did.
But you know what's really fun? The costumes. Mm-hmm. Like it in the like the colorfulness. Like it's if it's done correctly, it really looks like a Dr. Seuss book come to life.
Do we forgive Dr. Seuss for the
racism?
Questionably racist material.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah.
So I was actually talking to my friend Lillian at her shower. Mm-hmm. And
their I hope you mean at now, her like baby shower and not her, you know, in her shower.
When she was washing her body. Yeah. Naked.
You guys were chatting about Dr. Seuss's Dr. Seuss.
This is how we do. This is how our relationship works.
That is no, a yeah, at her close baby friend.
Shower. Uh-huh. her baby shower and their baby, I think, is 5 now. So this is a while ago. Mm-hmm. And she was like, Rashida, how do you feel? Because people were giving her Dr. Seuss stuff because it was mm-hmm. a lot mm-hmm. out at that time. Mm-hmm. She was like, how do you feel like about this Dr. Seuss stuff? Should I just like put it in a closet? Should I, you know, donate it somewhere? Mm-hmm. And I was like, no. And I'm going to tell you why. One, this is not an excuse. This is just a thing. Dr. Mm-hmm. Seuss is a product of when he lived. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also Dr. Seuss. So that's, I mean, he made that shit. And he probably would have felt that same way if he was alive right now. That really actually doesn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. I said the things that he said, you know, the places you'll go, all of the like little rhymes that are like life lessons for mm-hmm. some people are like, canon. Yeah, I
remember. They are canon for a lot of people.
Yeah. Like, I said, guess what, though? In the world that my kid lives in, she gets to hear those things and they get to inspire her. Mm-hmm. And she gets to use them as motivation mm-hmm. and he can't stop her. So I'll take the words and he can keep being dead.
She was there like, you go.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, yeah, there it is. He can keep being dead.
He can keep being dead. And he isn't. I think we might have had this conversation. I don't know if we've had it on the podcast, though, but mm-hmm. like. When the question of separating the artist from the art, right?
Yeah.
And about like how there's no way for Dr. Seuss or whatever that man's real name is to make money off of anything that we purchase now.
Right.
So any cancellation of him would be denying my daughter of the good shit. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And so he's not making any money off of his life isn't better because we're buying posters or books or whatever. So that's fine with me. And so like even like the questionable, not questionable, the possible really bad behavior by Michael Jackson, like,
mm-hmm. We talked about this, I think, in an earlier episode, like way long ago. Okay. Because let's be real. We've been doing this for a year now.
That's crazy.
I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, that's romance.
Yeah, but he can't profit from this. He can't hurt. If he was out there hurting children, he can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. If I buy Thriller record mm-hmm. for my household, mm-hmm. he's not going to use that money to do anything. So, mm-hmm.
but you know what you can do? Jam out. Hard.
Hee-haw!
Hey, what's that one show with all those country people in the overalls? Hee-haw!
Hee-haw! I had Erlyn trained at a very young age. Like, she was probably, like, 2. And I would just time it right. And she got it. I would say, hey, Erlyn, if something's really funny, what would you say?
Hee-haw!
And just right at the right time. Oh, man. It's still our
classic.
Favorite part.
It's classic. You got to do it. It's really good. It's really so good.
The other part of this post, is another comment, is my brother who said, give me a shout out.
Yeah, Ray.
And I think that is just like a really big pile of horseshit. Because my brother doesn't listen to this podcast.
I redact my my Ray.
My brother does not listen to this podcast. He will genuinely be like, hey, how's Claire? How's the podcast? Uh-huh. Claire's great.
Why don't you give it a listen?
You would know how the podcast was if you listened it. To any give episode. You would know how it's going.
When is he getting hitched?
In April of next year. Obviously couldn't be April of this year. Because that's gone. Oh, that's a really good segue. I want to go into this subject and out. I just want to weave in and out. You know, like those dogs in the dog show that go in and out 100%. Of those, like,
agility courses and those little
stick things?
Yes.
Yes. That's what I want to do with the subject. Are you ready?
I think.
Here we go. So my brother's getting married in April.
Yes.
Erlyn's his flower girl.
Yes.
And the boys are his ring bearers.
Boom.
Which leads me to this really quickly. Aaron and I are so incredibly, we're staying humble.
Stay humble.
We're staying humble. We are incredibly humbled by the support that everyone has shown us. It is so overwhelming and wonderful. And I told Claire, I said, I feel like we've just been hugged really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really full of love, but also a little hard to breathe. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. But also wonderful.
Yeah.
And so God, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Claire.
Mm.
You keep being the reason we get kids.
Hey.
Like, you keep figuring it out for us.
I don't want my own, so I might as well get some for you. Let's just add to the pile.
And it just it will absolutely never cease to amaze me how much support we have surrounding us.
Yeah.
Like, we know about it in theory. We felt it like at our wedding. We were like, hi everybody. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. You guys came? What? and then with the yard sale for Erlyn, we were like, what is going on?
People.
And now we're like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we are always dumbfounded by the love that surrounds us, but we are always just super crazy appreciative and we love you right back. So that's it. Thank you. And now we're weaving back
out. Weave it out.
Weaving back.
Wait, out. I don't even get to say you're welcome. You're welcome. Weave it back out.
Oh,
now you weave it out. It's fine. Just come on out of here, little border collie. We got you. Go through that little tunnel.
Ooh, come on out. Right, it's time for the tunnel, bud. Time for the tunnel.
Can you imagine training a dog so hard that that's kind of all you do with that dog? That is...
No.
That's what your life becomes, right? Is
yeah.
A person who just goes around the country to these agility courses. Do you mm-hmm. win money? Is this a money-making thing? Or is this a hobby only?
I hope to heaven somebody besides the people who are hosting it are getting some sort of dollar bills and not just like a trophy and a ribbon.
It's not something. I mean, obviously the big dog shows like Westminster Kennel Club, like the huge, you know, yearly national ones. Uh-huh. I know there's got to be a cash prize there, but I wonder what is the incentive for doing those agility courses other than just, you know, man's best friend. And
yeah,
I don't.
Well, one thing I do know is that if they win a lot of things and then they breed, you can charge a lot more for their offspring,
which is also weird.
Yep. Okay. This is a winning dog. They make winning dogs.
Yeah.
Pay me $50,000.
Okay. I Googled, do people, I usually just like to write the whole sentence that I'm thinking in my brain.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Do people get paid to win a dog agility course? And you can, but you'll be hard-pressed to find prize money that covers the expense of competing.
Right.
Because winning a world championship may bring a few $1,000 payday, but it costs far more money to train mm-mm. and compete to get there.
Mm-hmm. I figured it was probably like child pageants.
Yeah. Like, you're always shooting for, like, the biggest, like, for the big
yeah.
game, right?
Yeah. And you may walk away with $3,000, but you spent $20 to get there.
Yes.
You're like,
yes.
Well,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I think, yeah, I don't, there are certain hobbies even when you have a hobby, there are certain hobbies that you have to be rich to have. You know, like you mm-hmm. could be bowling could be your total thing, and all you really have are like, I mean, sure, you can spend a ton of money on anything you really want to do for fun, but you really only need the ball. Right. You need the shoes. And I could do mm-hmm. that and rent those things. If I wanted to get better, I would buy a bowling ball. But it's not like I've got a collection. Mm-hmm. Maybe people do have a collection. I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But the example is that. And then Then there's the other example of like, you know, your hobby is like horseback riding. Well, you have to have a lot of money for that to be your hobby.
Yeah. I also have a hard time with hobbies where success is based on other people's opinion.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I train and train and train and I see the competition and I know I'm the best, but somebody, because of whatever is going on with them that day, says I'm second best, oh, now fuck you. Yeah. And whatever your opinion happens to be, I am the best at this shit.
Right, right.
Kiss my whole ass. Yeah, no. Mm-mm. I have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
Even though I really enjoyed being in show choir.
Oh, yeah. Well, is that a hobby? Because that's only something you can do in school. It's not like you pursue that as an adult.
Well, I don't know. I've seen some adult show choirs.
Really?
Yeah. Not. I don't think it's as popular as, you know, high school show choir.
Sure.
Or even college show choir. But yeah, that's true. I've seen a few adult show choirs. I don't know how good they are, but we're signing up, Erlyn up, for half notes.
What's that?
Half notes would
make sense, because it's like a whole note.
Half notes, yeah.
Yeah.
So it is the camp put on by Counterpoints, which is and Descants, which are the top two show choirs at North Central and Washington Township.
Yes.
And I met the director's wife in a random meeting that had nothing to do with anything performing. Uh-huh. Well, kind of performing. And they actually just moved to Indianapolis a few years ago. And I said something about Erlyn performing, mm-hmm. and because my friend Chris was on there, and he was like, how's Erlyn's performing? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, she's great. And then I explained to the girl, like, Erlyn loves blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, do you live in Washington Township? I said, why? So she can be in Counterpoints? Now, this is a not so big secret, but we do have to move out of this house because we're getting two more people and there's not enough room.
Right.
And don't think I'm not looking in Washington Township so she can be in Counterpoints. She was like, are you for real? And I said, oh.
100%.
She said, how old is she? I said, 7. I think ahead. Okay.
Oh my God.
She's 7.
So you're trying to like instill in her a love of show choir.
Well, she already loves dancing and singing at the same time.
Yeah.
Why not just get good and disciplined at it and be able to travel and do it? So she said, well, my husband's the director of Counterpoints, he took over for Miss Weehee. I said, you shut the hell up. And she was like, yeah, we have this camp. I want you to enroll Erlyn. I said, and I will.
When is it?
So she's going, I don't know, in July sometime. So she's going to 2 performing arts camps this summer. She's going to civics camp and she's going to Counterpoints camp.
But that's perfect for her. She's going to love it.
It is. She's going to love it. She's going to love it.
Are they each a week long?
This is
going
about to be it. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, she's going to party.
And then there's a performance at the end of both of them.
Sure. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
The summer
camp. She's really excited about Civic because Uncle Kenny's there.
Yeah.
And so she's going to flex on all of the kids and be like, Uncle Kenny. Yeah. He's my uncle, everyone.
And they're going to be like, okay.
She's very excited. Yeah. Whatever.
Who's this girl? Stay humble. She's gonna be like Uncle Kenny. Everyone else, stay humble.
Stay humble, everybody. Let's go, Uncle Kenny.
As a parent, I can't imagine knowing. I know a lot of parents, and I feel like it's the same across the board. In that every summer, it becomes a nightmarish situation to get people signed up for a summer camp, and that makes me just. Mm-hmm. so curious about the absolute amazing number of summer camps that will just cover any topic you might need. And there are a billion of them because people are just like, please take these children because I can't have them because I have to go to work.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Even IYG started a camp, which was not a thing when I worked there.
Right.
But now there's a camp for queer kids.
Well, I love that.
For the summer. And I'm like, that's great.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's really good. So, like, yeah, there's a camp for everything. And to be completely honest, the three camps that she's going to this summer, I'm just really lucky because I know people. Like,
sure.
I work at Civic. They got booked before I even realized it was for sale. They were sold out before I realized it was for sale. But because part of Erlyn's conception was paid for by Civic, they're like, oh, she's us. We paid for that.
Yeah.
They didn't completely. But yeah.
I mean, you work there. You've worked there for years. You've worked
there for years. Yeah. Absolutely. And so I get an employee discount and she gets to go.
Yeah.
Even if I miss the deadline. And this other one is because I met the lady, the director's wife. So I'm really lucky. And then her other camp is where my mom works. It's the school where my mom works and where Erlyn grew up. I'm just really lucky in this situation because other parents, it's crazy out here trying to find somewhere for your kid to go in the summertime.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And like man. Listen, I'm
because
excited.
Because if they're home,
I'm excited.
They're bored.
Yeah.
And they're hungry.
Just think about
all day
where those boys are going to go to summer camp when that time comes. You're going to have to find three camps.
They're going to go to my mom's school.
Bye.
And it was great because when she was a student there, when she was 1 through 4, she just always went every day, school year, summer. It was just all year round. We didn't have to change it up at all. And so that's what's going to happen with the boys until they get into school.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have to
finish. And then they got to go to summer camp.
Hopefully I'm balling by then.
Yeah.
And I can have somebody like a nanny take them to the park and to museums and just learn things and then play at water parks.
Man, I don't, like, as a child, I don't remember all of these summer camps being a thing. They weren't.
I went to my grandmother's house.
Right.
And she locked us out of her house.
Oh, and she goes, go play,
until
goodbye. I'll see you at lunch. Come in for a sandwich. Yeah.
Yes. And especially during nap time, because if we woke up the kids, she was murdering children. My grandmother had a daycare.
Yeah.
At her house.
Yeah.
And at nap time during the day, the older kids helped with the younger kids.
Yeah.
And at nap time, she would lock us out. And if you were a boy or if you were a penis having person, you peed behind the garage. That's where you peed. If you were a girl, you could come in. But if you made any sounds, you would have to hold it until after nap time was over.
What do you mean she was murdering children? Because that was a weird phrase.
If you woke up them kids, she's murdering,
like,
children.
You're done. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you would wish she would just murder
Please.
You because what she was doing to you is
I crave death,
just
grandmother.
Just kill me, lady.
Make it be over. Yeah, I mean, we were lucky in the regard that my parents are both teachers, so we had all the time of school off together. But even then, and so maybe that's why I really don't think Tell City had a ton of summer camps. I did 4-H in the summer, but that wasn't like, you didn't go for a full week. And I did Girl Scouts, but we would do like a 2-night camp out. We never went, like,
What did you do at 4-H? What happens at 4-H?
Your hands, your head, your heart, and your health. So it's the 4-H. It's a clover.
Got it.
I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living.
I think I vaguely remember Brad saying this too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, we were town kids. So, you know, our 4-H chapter was way more into, like, a little more kind of I don't know, just not ag stuff, not really farming stuff. We would do like flowers, mm-hmm. I did clothing a couple years, and like your level one is like you make a tote bag, and your level two is you make a skirt, you know. And then then you would do photography, right? So then you had to make a poster board and put all your pictures on there. You could do
food. That sounds fun.
You could do foods where you kind of cultivate a recipe and you practice that and you log these hours. And it's all, I mean, you could lie all day long and say your parents never helped you and had your parents help you. But our parents were.
Yeah, Brad said his mom would make pies for him. Yeah,
like we were real honest kids. We pretty much, they helped us with stuff, but it was never, we always kind of did it ourselves. I remember my foods. Because I did everything kind of that Eric did on the whole, because he was a year over me, so I would kind of follow in his footsteps. So when he was on foods two, I was on foods one, and my foods one is always a baked good of some sort, and it's like a cookie or a bar. At least this was how it was when it was like, you know, 1989, and I made cherry coconut bars, and they were so good. They were fantastic. And then Eric went to the state fair with his orange muffins. Step off.
I was going to ask, did you ever go to the fair?
Stay humble. He went. He went to the
Eric Wilcher. Stay humble.
Stay humble. And it's a picture. Okay. It's a picture of him as like a 10-year-old. It's like he's kind of, he has his eyes closed and he had a broken arm and he's pointing at his muffins at the state fair. And I want to put a caption under that says, stay humble. Stay humble. He went to the state fair. I think he won second place. But a lot of people win second. You win a red ribbon. Like, that's kind of, it's like a tiered thing. It's not like the number one out of everyone. There is a number one. That's a grand champion. Where you're like, out of all the muffins, these are the ultimate muffins. And then you get either a red or a blue ribbon or whatever. So I think he got a red ribbon. Nothing that I ever did went to the state fair. I was, it's okay.
You've gone to the state fair though. So,
I mean, so many times.
You've been there.
I've worked there. I was employed by the state fair for
three solid years. Yeah. Now who needs to stay humble? Stay humble.
Yes, I worked at the state fair for 3 years. It was great. It was a really great job. Worked with farm equipment and animals, and I gave tours to kids who were from the city and had never seen a live goat. There were little kids who thought a goat was a dog. They're like, "What kind of pup?" They're like, "What kind of puppy is that?" I'm like, "That's a goat."
Oh wow. That is something, because I may not have seen a goat until I had gone to the fair, but like I had seen a picture of a goat. Like I knew that
this was not, you know, the norm. But I remember one specific child very specifically asked me what kind of puppy that was, and I thought, oh my, this is a child who has never even like poor seen one on TV.
That reminds me of a time that confusing. I was teaching elementary kids. Mm-hmm. Not elementary kids, I'm sorry, middle school kids. A principal invited me to talk to them about just like anatomy stuff because they weren't learning those things and some things had come up. And he was like, can you just come talk to my kids about anatomy stuff? And so I talked to the boys separately than the girls. Mm-hmm. And when I was talking to the boys and I talked about the urethra on a girl, this boy raised his hand. He said, I'm confused. I thought girls peed out their butts. And I was like, oh. No. He was like, no, girls pee out their butts. Why else do they need to sit down?
And you're like,
and I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was like, also, my older brother told me that girls pee out their butts. And I said, well, you get to go home and tell your older brother that girls have a whole urethra just like you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And it's not as easily controlled as yours is. And that's why girls sit down. Mm-hmm. He thought I was bullshitting him the whole time. He just kept looking at me like, you are a liar.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a liar.
He had been told this and he knew it. He knew it.
Yeah. By his older brother. Who else? Like.
Yeah. I remember when I was really little, I don't remember how little, but I was very young and I heard the word ass and I remember thinking that ass meant penis. And I was, of course, very shocked, you know. It was like, oh no. Wow.
Because they're both like forbidden words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They must be the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. My mom called a vagina a tush. Mm. So imagine my surprise when I got older and people referred to their butts as a tush. And I was like, I don't think that's what a tush is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Weird. My tush. Like, sit on your tush. Like, all right.
I mean, there you go.
You kind of do. Interesting.
You kind of do. Just lean up a little
bit. Just lean up a little bit. You're sitting on your tush. That's how you get your good posture. Ladies, carry this book on your head and sit on your tush. The word tush, what even is that? Oh, man. I love it.
It's a good word. Yeah. It sounds like...
tush.
I don't know. It's great.
It is really good. Yeah. Something about your
tush.
And
I think it's underutilized. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's bring it back. Bring it back, y'all. Bring it back. Here we go. Whoop, there it is. What? That just went through my head because that is the end of that song.
Oh.
Bring it back, y'all. Bring it back, y'all. Here we go. Woo. There it is.
I'm still going. No, I want you to ride that vibe out. You are feeling it, and I like it. Get it. Get it.
Anyway.
Go ahead. There it is.
Go ahead.
I think I should start recording this and... putting it on our OnlyFans or something.
OnlyFans? Rashida, we have our tops on.
Do you have to get naked on OnlyFans?
Work. I don't think OnlyFans is just for, like, whoever. I think it definitely has a sexual connotation to it.
Oh.
There's some kind of, you know, there's some
Patreon.
Kind of, there you go.
Patreon. Yeah, I'll wear my bra. I don't care. I'll wear my bra. You want to see my broad boobs? I don't care.
Say bra again.
Bra. Broad boobs.
My broad boobs. No, I don't. I'm good. I've seen them.
Yeah.
Only it's fans. Fine. We're going to put this tag team song on our OnlyFans, and it will be the weirdest kink you've ever heard. There's no nudity. There's no sexual innuendos. It's just us singing tag team. And it's sexy as hell. In whatever way you think needs to be.
I bet you there's a kink for it. There's a kink for everything.
There is something. Like, I would turn this light on and off and somebody would be like, ooh.
Hot. Hot. I knew a girl who every time she wore pantyhose to work.
Yeah.
Her husband wanted it. The pantyhose.
Okay.
She said she has to buy new pantyhose every time she wears them because he just rips it at the crotch. He wants her to keep them on. And she was like, pantyhose are really expensive.
Yeah, like that
And I was
is-
like, really? She was like, it's a, like, I have to buy them all the time because when I get home, my husband just rips the crotch open and then I have to put on a brand new pair of pantyhose next time. I can't ever just wash my pantyhose.
I mean.
And I was like, can you take them off? And yeah. She's like,
she's so matter of fact. But I mean, she's probably downplaying it. She's probably like, and I think it's great too. So, but I have to kind of like,
right.
I got to pretend like it's a pain in the neck to have to go buy those pantyhose. Because ma'am, you certainly could be like, hey, maybe this pair, hun, I love you. Maybe this pair, it's my good pair. Let's not rip them. I'll go put on a real cheap pair right now. And then
right,
you can
or
have a
what
time.
About like the kind that you can wear with
like a
thigh belt?
High.
Like what is that?
Like a garter or like a thigh high?
Yeah. Right. I think that conversation came up. Somehow it didn't work for him as much as just like the whole up to your waist pantyhose situation did.
And you know what? Joke's on him because pantyhose are terrible. No one wants to wear them. They're horrible.
They're horrible. And it was like summer. I think that's why it came up, because I was like, girlfriend,
yeah,
are your legs cold? Why do you have those pantyhose on?
So hot.
She was like, oh, my husband.
Yeah, no, I can't.
I was like, oh, okay, girl.
I've had to wear pantyhose for Clue for the last, you know, 6 weeks or whatever, 5 weeks. And every and it's like, I will go into that dressing room and I will put on my makeup. I'll put my hair up in my pin curls for the wig, et cetera, et cetera. And I will just freaking loaf until the last possible second, because I'm like, I gotta put on these pantyhose. And that is the worst part. Putting on pantyhose as a curvy person, as a person who's thick in the mid, and you have to bend over, and you're like, it's terrible. The first pair they got me were control tops, and I was like, first of all, I'm wearing a pleated skirt. What am I hiding? Nothing is hidden. This is a very unflattering outfit. So, like, just give me a real stretchy pair. I'm not doing control top pantyhose. I will not I will not allow you to try to stuff these legs into this horrible fabric. and they were like, oh, okay. And they gave me they're still terrible because they're pantyhose, but doable.
Right.
Doable pantyhose.
Erlyn has to wear tights in the summer, in the winter time, because there's the formal uniform is a skirt, and so teaching her how to pull that, cause she just wants to yank it up like a sock, and I'm like, it don't work. This is a tedious process, mama. Let's just slow it down.
I have very vivid memories.
Pull it up slow.
Yes, I have very vivid memories of my mom helping me on with my tights, like for dance and stuff. And you kind of have to make this little opening with your hands to get the foot in there.
Yeah,
and I remember my foot hitting her knuckles, and it was just painful for everyone. It wasn't good for
everybody.
I can feel my little foot going in there, and then she has to, you got to work them on.
Yeah.
You got to like get up in there and get, and then you're yanking and you're pulling, and the kid is miserable
because
the knuckles are scraping.
It's terrible. And you don't want them to have to deal with like crotch at the knees.
Yeah.
So they're walking around like a penguin all day. But eventually she's going to have to use the bathroom, and God bless her getting them back up, because I'm not going to be there to help.
And it's just now, like, not just now, but it's when I talk about these kinds of things, it dawns on me over and over again just how girls and women have had it harder since day one.
We
gotta wear this, we have to wear this skirt, but I can't just wear this skirt. I have to wear this thin layer of something to change the color of my legs oh so slightly, so it gives a uniform look. When you think about like the impracticality of pantyhose, how weird it is.
And so it was so widely accepted at one point. Like,
it still is in many office environments. Like, you gotta wear it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I was talking to Erlyn the other day because I accidentally got her 7 swimsuits this summer. I don't know what the hell is
wrong
with me.
That's not an accident. You love her and you want her to have cute things.
We just kept counting them. I was like, what's happening? She has a couple left over from last year. Anyway, she said, well, when the boys get here, they'll just get shorts. And I said, yeah, they'll have trunks. And she said, mommy, why do boys get to wear their nipples out, but I don't get to wear my nipples out?
Man, what a great question.
And I said, right. And I said, because of misogyny, honey. And she was like, misogyny where men don't think women are as good as men. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, and they're just like separate rules for women. Mm-hmm. And women's nipples can't be seen, but men's nipples can't. And she was like, but my nipples look like boys' nipples right now. I don't have boobs yet. And I was like, I know.
It's insane.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's so weird.
She said, I want to wear just shorts. And I was like, I know.
Amen. It would feel
and
amazing.
I wish you could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. And do you know, at one point, she said, well, at least I get to wear tank tops. And I said, boys do get to wear tank tops, too. She was like, dang it. Like, she was so mad. Like, can I have something that they can't have? Yeah. Oh, men used to have to cover up too. They used to have to wear tank tops. Mm-hmm. It was socially unacceptable to see a man's nipples also. But do you know what happened? They protested. And they just went without shirts. And some folks got arrested. And eventually people just stopped caring.
So what you're saying is it's now coming back to OnlyFans. And we are going to start doing some topless recording sessions. Where, well, there it is, may or may not be performed. Don't worry about that. But once a month, we do a topless recording session on Zoom. And it's just us, like, just, we don't talk about it. We just are recording.
I want to let everybody know. I don't know if you need to know this beforehand. I don't know. But the way that our cameras are set up, you're not going to see shit.
You wouldn't see anything anyway. Because it's all from the...
It's shoulder up.
Yeah. That makes me think
And my boobs go way down.
That's what it makes me think of. One time I went to a wedding with this guy that I was dating at the time, and it was summer wedding, and we look back in the pews of the church, and these two women were sitting, like, kind of short. They were in the pews of the church, but they had strapless dresses on, and the pew went up above their strapless dress, and it looked like they were just, we just kept laughing because it looked like they were just sitting naked in the church.
They're just naked.
So we just imagine them just being naked in there going like, well, we're just here for this wedding.
What's so funny? You say Jesus. Jesus.
Look, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. You know what? I was actually thinking about that movie today, and I was, because I was going to say, girl, what you doing? What? Shaking my ass up this hill.
I'm just shaking my ass up this hill.
If you've never seen the romantic comedy, The Sweetest Thing, starring Cameron Diaz, Selma Blair, and Christina Applegate, you should do it.
Do it. Just do it. Like, turn this off.
Turn this off right
Go
now.
Go do it.
You can come back to it.
Yeah, this will always be here.
Well,
the sweetest thing.
I don't know. I feel like
sweetest thing won't.
I feel like there's not really any star power, you know, or following for this podcast. So I think the sweetest thing is going to last a little longer. I think if anything, you and I are going to go, let's not do this anymore, and it'll be gone.
Yeah, I think you're going to say that before I do.
What if there's a major scandal and we have to erase everything? Like, what? Any existence of, like, I don't know what it would be. Something insane.
Like, you and I are involved in some sort of scandal?
Yes. Like, maybe we have, like, some kind of, like, Ponzi scheme or, like, a gambling ring.
Yeah. It would literally have to take place in this house because this is just really where I am most of the time.
Well, that's fair. So. Yeah. And I haven't been to your house in a while, so I don't know about it. So
never mind.
Just tell me if you guys start something. I smell something burning in our house. I think there are beans burning in the oven.
Beans don't burn in the kitchen.
Except they do sometimes. What is it? Yeah. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill.
Yeah. Burn on the grill.
Yeah.
I was like, that isn't right, Rashida.
It took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill.
Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. And it's our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
And then we're moving on up. Moving
on up. I showed Erlyn Lenny Kravitz's mom. We were watching that theme song on TikTok.
What?
It's random.
That's so
it's random
weird.
As hell.
That is so weird.
It is. I said, you see that lady? You see that black lady right there? She's Lenny Kravitz's mom.
Who is that? Do I know Lenny Kravitz's mom?
Yeah, the neighbor on the Jeffersons. The tall, beautiful black lady.
Is Lenny Kravitz's mom?
Yeah, that's Lenny Kravitz's mom.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I was like, Rashida, what does this have to do with anything?
Zoe Kravitz's grandma.
I was going to say, Zoe Kravitz. Let me, how do I Google Lenny Kravitz's mom? Yeah, that's what I write.
Just put that in
there. Oh, yeah, there she is. Roxy Roker. What a great fucking name. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great name.
Lenny Kravitz was born in 64. Okay.
Yeah.
Roxy. The Jeffersons, I will say, the Jeffersons probably has the best TV theme song of all TV theme songs. And I think I'm going to stand by that.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Now, there's another one that I really love. Not to say that it's better than the Jeffersons, but did you ever watch the show A-Man?
Yes, but I don't know the theme song.
It's really just a gospel song.
Yeah.
But they sing the shit out of it. Okay. They sing the shit out of it. But it's also the
same people.
Hemsley.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just him though. Yeah.
Is it the same producer?
It was a fine show.
Same producers though.
I don't know.
I think the same people made that show. But I don't know.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. I just know that what's his name? Something Hemsley.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm gonna look it up. Yep. Keep going.
Something Hemsley. Short, bald man.
Yeah.
He walked the same in both shows.
Sherman. Yeah.
Sherman Hemsley.
Yes.
Is he alive?
I doubt it. Let's see.
Turn on the lights of heaven, Lord.
He died in 2012.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Shine on me.
Yeah, Sherman Hemsley.
You should listen to it.
I mean, I will recognize it when I hear it, but I have to say for like mainstream and well-known, you know, and also like a pure jam that if it came on the radio, I would really sing to the Jeffersons theme song. It's really good.
Absolutely.
It's so good.
Yeah. Somebody was singing it on That's My Jam and Erin was like, what is that song? I said, oh, girl. Oh. That is the theme to the Jeffersons. I had to turn it on. Yeah. I had to turn it on.
Yeah. Did she love it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, whoever was singing it on That's My Jam or wherever it wasn't doing a very good job at it. She was like, oh, this is way better.
Yeah.
Than what they were doing. It's so good.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Yeah. So good.
Paella.
I do love a good TV theme song.
I do too.
So what I wanted to say was, I smell something burning, and so I should probably go.
Oh, yeah.
Kim would come get you
if it was a problem, right?
Questionable. He might just be like, I figured it out. Everything's cool. And it would be like, I don't know. I'm not sure.
All right. We're close to the end anyway. It's about 5 minutes.
Yeah, we did a good job.
Yeah.
It's cool.
You guys, Claire needs to go make sure she still has a house. This is important.
Oh, I mean, the house is still there, but the kitchen might be in a questionable state. We'll see. I gave some instructions before I came in here to record of like how to have dinner like ready to go when we get done. So, I mean, I'm sure it's happening. The burning smell.
Yeah, just need to make sure it's a little troublesome.
Yeah, it's baked beans. I made baked beans yesterday. Now this is a rewarm. So I think we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Well, good luck.
I'm really glad we ended on baked beans. Man, wow. What a kicker.
You know what? Stay humble.
Stay humble.
That's the important part. If you don't walk away with anything,
right?
Walk away with that.
With that.
Stay humble.
You do the same.
All right. I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Podcast.